Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the next chapter of Widow's Ministry. I thought that most of you would be listening to your president, number 45. But I thank you so much for tuning in to my talk show. And I am Mary Hollis, your host, and I'm so excited that you're there. You are on the air because I looked at it just for a moment. Well, I will say not just for a moment. I looked at it for about 15 minutes because I wanted to see what he had to say. But I can't believe that number 45 out of 44 presidents, he's the only one have accomplished everything and no one else has but him. I mean, it's amazing. Everything that he said. The first time it's ever happened. The first time it's ever happened. I mean, he's giving himself all the credit for what's going on in the world now. And it just so amazing, this man, to listen to him. But I wanted to give him the benefit of the doubt. I wanted to listen the first few minutes, but he became very boring because he was all about himself and nobody else. But anyway, we're going to move on tonight. I have several different topics that I'll be talking about. I'll be giving you, I mentioned on the text that I sent out to you today to have your pen and paper handy because I got some information that you might want to take notes on. So if you don't have one, the pen and paper, get one if you can get one near you. Just knowing that if you have a phone, you can always walk away. I can't see you and nobody else can. That's the best part of this show. No one can see you. They can hear you. They can hear me. And then if I put you in the air, they can hear you. But you can have your pajamas on, your rollers in your hair, and you still can listen to this show. And then when you're finished, you just pull that cover up and just going to sleep. So thank you so much for spending this time with me every Tuesday night. And I hope I got something for you that you can really use. Well, I normally record. I am a recorder. There are different special shows, and I don't have a whole lot because I don't spend a lot of time looking at TV, but there are special shows. I would say maybe one every night, but I don't always look at it on that particular night. I have DirecTV, and I record them. And what I do when I have time, I want to relax and not think about what's happening in the world. I go ahead and click, click, and listen to it and enjoy the moment. I just put everything out of my head and just relax. Yeah, there are times, you know, we all got to relax. So my time is looking at one of those shows that I enjoy watching. So I would just sit there and click it. Like tonight, there every time I leave the air every Tuesday night, there's a show, and there's a couple of shows that I like to, I'm already hyped up, so I can't go to sleep right away. So these two shows normally help me to relax and then go to sleep. So when I get off the air, there's something special that I enjoy to relax and unwind so I can really go to sleep. But anyway, I wanted to tell you that because there are several different spiritual shows that I record as well. I record T.D. Jakes, Joel Osteen, Joyce Myers, and I started also on Saturday. I record Reverend Black. If I can't watch it, I record it so I can watch it another time. But I just started recording Dr. Jamar Bryant, New Birth, New Pastor. I've always been a follower of him in the past because he's a different kind of preacher. He preaches differently, but he's heavy. And from time to time, I do listen to his message. When he starts, he slowly gets into it, and boy, and boom. And the title and stuff that he uses is amazing, because when you hear the title, you want to listen to see what he has to say. But what I wanted to say was I listened to him today is Tuesday, a few days ago, and he was talking about, and this is an old recording that he did last year, but when I heard it, I said, wow, that's a good idea, because I am trying to go through different chapters of the Bible and so forth. So you know what he said, and you might want to take this down. And I've tried it, and it's pretty good. Did you know that Proverbs, the book of Proverbs, has 31, now, wait one second. He said it has 31 chapters, just like a calendar. So you can actually, so he said, start on the day, like today is the 4th of February. Don't go back and start reading from the 1st, the 2nd, and 3rd. Start at the 4th. Every day you use the day of the current month to go to Proverbs and read the chapter that's relating to it. And what is the reason why he used the book of Proverbs is because, you know, the book of Proverbs is wisdom and understanding. So I know I need more wisdom because I want to be able to do a better job in making decisions and decision, saying things, thinking things, just having wisdom enough to know the understanding and not to do certain things, because I have made some decision in my life that I've not been very pleased of. And I've always asked God for understanding and wisdom, and I feel that he has given me some, but reading this, the book of Proverbs, it talks nothing but understanding, wisdom, nothing but wisdom. So he said, read in the morning, read chapter of Proverbs on the particular day of the month, and today is the 4th, so you will start with chapter 4. Tomorrow is the 5th. You will read chapter 5. Now, but he said in the evening, so you're going to do some homework, you're going to read in the morning, and then you're also going to read in the evening. And what you read in the evening is Psalms, praises, find verses of Psalms that praise God. And I've written some down because I've always used, I love reading the book of Psalms. And I know for myself, I know God likes us to praise him, not just to ask him for something all the time. He wants us to praise him as well. So I always, I'm familiar with a lot of the different scriptures of praise in that, in the book of Psalms. So what you do in the morning, you read Proverbs for understanding and wisdom, and we all could use some understanding and wisdom because we all don't make the right decision or think the right things that we should do, and also follow instructions that in God's word. And in the evening, you praise God. You praise God because he got you through to the evening. So many things could have happened to you, but he got you through the day, and you praise him. And this is how, and I thought that was a great idea because there are certain things that I do when I'm talking to him in the morning. So I add the book of Psalms. So what I would like to do, share chapter 4, not the whole thing because it's a long, chapter 4 is pretty long. So I don't want to take up all the time of the show to read the whole thing. But you guys can do that later on. And the title of it is Get Wisdom at Any Cost. Listen, my son, to a father's instruction. Pay attention and gain understanding. I give you song learning, so do not, this is the NIV version, by the way. I give you sound learning, so do not forsake my teaching, for I too was a son to my father, still tender and cherished by my mother. Then he taught me, and he said to me, take hold of my words with all your heart, with all your heart now. Keep my commandment, and you will live. Get wisdom, get understanding. Do not forget my word or turn away from them. Do not forsake wisdom, and she will protect you. Yes, wisdom will protect you because it gives you good directions, gives you insight. Love her, and she will watch over you. The beginning of wisdom is this: get wisdom. Hit something on the computer. We get back to it. Okay, let me go back. Find where I was now. 1 second here. Okay, do not forsake wisdom. She will protect you. Love her, and she will watch over you. The beginning of wisdom is this. Get wisdom, though it costs all you have. Get understanding. Cherish her, and she will exalt you. Embrace her, and she will honor you. She will give you a garland to grace your head and present you with a glorious crown. So, wisdom. We want wisdom. I want wisdom. I want understanding. So, try that if it interests you. Read Proverbs in the morning, always the day of the week. If you, for some reason, you fall asleep or you forget or you're busy doing something else, just keep going to the same day of the week. You can now, when March comes along, you can begin with the first chapter, the second chapter, the third chapter, where you left off. But praise God in the evening. Now, Psalms 34, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall be continuous in my mouth. 100 Psalms. I have that typed and put in my kitchen because I have a list of verses that I read when I go downstairs, you know, every day. That's one of them. So that's another praise song. 117, 118, that's another. You can find that there's praises in the beginning of that chapter. The next one is 134. You know Psalm has 150. And Psalms 134, 135, 136. And from 145 through 150 is nothing but praises, praising God. So just knowing that it's important, even though that we ask all of these different prayer requests, you know, praise him. Praise him for what he's done for you and what he's going to do for you. Because he did two amazing things for me today. I can't share it with you. But right now I'm still in awe because I can't believe it was so easy. I had to take care of something, two things today that was it's been on my mind and troubling me for months. And I made a step to do something. I prayed about it, I've been praying about it for a long time, and I did. It was such an easy task. When I got off the telephone, I couldn't believe what I had heard, the answer I got, because it was so amazing. God is just an awesome God. The way how things, you know, you figure out different things that you, the way you want it done. But if you let God do it, he will blow your mind. That expression, he will blow your, he blew my mind today. Two things that I've been dealing with. I picked up the telephone, and when I got the answer, I just said, is that what just happened? I didn't thank him right away because I still was in awe, just trying to say, did this really just happen? When I finally got it through my head that it was real, then I started praising him and thanking him for his goodness and his mercy. But just knowing that we should always praise God throughout our day. So I wanted to share that with you. And when I listen to Katie Bogue on 102.5, there's a statement that he normally makes, and that's what I say to this. This is some good stuff. This is some good stuff. Because the best thing is to have wisdom and understanding, and also the knowing that God is going to take care of business. So at the end of the day, you praise him. So I know you have different things that you've already done and doing, that you meditation, your meditation and whatever you do during the day. But try this and see how much you will gain the understanding from the different things that you're going to be reading in Proverbs and then praising God. Because when you praise him, he's going to really let it come to light that you want to. You're going to see that you're going to make better decisions. You're going to think right. And because I made some stupid decisions. But in time, it's getting better and better. And I'm sure we all feel that way. But I'm going to leave that alone. And we have 11 minutes. I want to share something else now. The next thing that I want to share tonight is Charles Jenkins. Charles Jenkins, he's awesome. I mean, the songs that he comes up with, I know there are lots of writers that normally gives him, I don't know if he wrote this himself or someone gave it to him, but that new song, Keep the Faith, if you have a time tomorrow, Google it on your phone or go on the computer and say songs, new song by Charles Jenkins, Keep the Faith. If it doesn't put tears in your eyes, then I don't know what kind of feeling you have inside, because let me tell you, every time I listen to it, it brings tears to my eyes, because he even, in his song, as he's singing it, he chokes up himself. But I want to share some of the lyrics, but what I want to say, there's someone on the air tonight. I see your number, and I know who you are. I want to say something to you. I'm not going to call your name, but you'll know I'm talking about you. And I'm going to talk about, read some of the lyrics from that, you know, words from that song. You're getting ready to travel, and travel far. And I don't know if you've had this feeling, but I feel like the Spirit wants me to say this to, the Holy Spirit wants me to say this to you. Every time you go away, it seems like something happens to someone very close to you. I want you to know that God is saying that this is not going to happen this time. You're going to go and have a great time on this trip, and you don't have to worry about what's going on in the USA. I know you're going out of the country. Just knowing that God is letting you know that if you had this thought, get rid of it, because everything's going to be all right when you come back. And I want to read some of the lyrics from Charles Jenkins. It says, when you are standing at a crossroad, what do you do? When there's a fork in the road, what do you do? When the world is on your shoulders, what do you do? When your back is against the wall, what do you do? What do you do? Keep the faith. Keep the faith. And it goes on. He goes on, and like I say, when you hear him, I mean, he gets choked up with from these words, because, like I say, we gotta keep the faith. We can't let the enemy get in our business and take away our joy. We got to keep the faith. It says, come, tell some, well, let me jump to this other one, this other part of this I want to say. You got to remember, you are in the master's hand. You are the master's hand, and the master has a plan. So all you need to do is to hold on and keep the faith. And also what he says, I'm jumping through the different, just pulling out the words that I feel that you need to hear. After he tells you to keep the faith, he wants you to trust God. We must trust God more than we have ever done before, because this world is crazy, the stuff that's happening. Our emotion, the different things that we're going through, we're not just going through losses of a loved one. We're going through loss situation with our family members, health problems, financial problems. We must keep the faith, because God is letting us know in the song. He gives these singers these songs because he is trying to tell us what he wants us to know, to keep the faith in him. Sometimes we don't feel like he's there, but he's there. Listen to the lyrics tomorrow. Take the time and listen to the lyrics of this song. Google, just put it in there. Hit Google, and when the little thing comes up to say, waiting for you to say something, Charles Jenkins, keep the faith. Listen to it. And I'm telling you, you're going to shed some tears. Because, and it's not tears of sorrow. it's going to be tears of joy because you're going to feel connected to God even more. But you know one thing? Read Proverbs first and then play the song. And you're going to have a Holy Ghost moment in your home tomorrow by yourself, because that song, if that song don't move you, I don't know what else can. It's really a great song. Keep the faith. All these things are the same. When you're standing at a crossroad, what do you do? When a fork is in the road, what do you do? When the world is on your shoulder, oh yeah, some of us have it so heavy, it's weighing us down. And when your back is up against the wall, many of us feel this way because we can't, and when it's financial situation, we can't pay the bills, you know, we don't have the funds to pay the bills or get prescriptions filled, putting enough food on our table. So when your back is against the wall, what do you do? Keep the faith. And trust God. And just know that if you continue to trust God, you're going to have the victory. The victory is mine. Victory is yours. And that's what I wanted to talk about tonight. Because I'm doing this Proverbs and Psalms things because, like I said, I started already. I started today. And reading, because I've always, when I pray, I ask God for understanding and wisdom. So I hope that you will benefit from reading these two chapters in the Bible. I know the book of Psalms, Proverbs and the book of Psalms. And I hope that you will get what I know I have gotten in one day that I will continue to receive. And Charles Jenkins is amazing. Oh, and you want to think, also, watch the video, because the video is awesome. It's a long song. Watch the video, because you'll see how he chokes up as he continues to sing the song. Keep the faith, and that's what I'm telling you tonight. Keep the faith. Don't give up. I don't care what you're going through. God will get you through it, because this situation that I was been dealing with for months, I made that phone call. I've been avoiding the phone call because I didn't know how the outcome was going to be. But it was so quick and easy, it blew my mind. I just couldn't believe it just happened. It's sometimes things don't happen right away for you. Our prayers is not answered today, and sometime tomorrow we have to wait. There's a reason why God have us the way. But I know what I received today was two blessings in one day. But I only have a couple of minutes. Let me I have two announcements. And that is our Valentine get-together. It is at my home. We're having a party for you. It is Sunday, February 16th, from 3 to 5 p.m. Come dress in red to enjoy yourself and also look for prizes out for you. The other thing is our trip. I know the trip is we are going on Royal Caribbean, but are we not going on during the summer? The fare just went up on Royal Caribbean. I know Carnival has some great deals, but we wanted to do a different ship. We are thinking about a November trip after the hurricane season. I couldn't find, I found something in June, but the payment was due in March. Royal Caribbean does things a little bit different. Normally it would be in April, the last payment. I didn't want to push that on you to have it, because March is next month, and I apologize for it, But if you still, if you have things to do like family reunion, graduation, and other trips, come and join us in November. Come and join the Next Chapter Widows Ministries on our annual trip. I know it's late in the year, but the first week in November is still a fun time to go on a cruise. So I hope that you will think about it and join us and let me know. I have flyers. I've sent emails. I think I sent about 50 or more emails out to widows as well as other guests that have joined us on our trips before. So if you can join us, the first payment is due February 10th. $50 is due February 10th to hold your spot. And then the next payment is not due until March. It's $150 due in March. You know, whenever you go on a cruise, that first $200 has to be paid at the beginning. So we started off with the $50 February 10th, March 10th, $150, and then you can make payments throughout the summer. The last payment is not due until August 10th. So you can spread the time out, and just knowing that August, you'll be finished paying for the trip, and then when it comes 3 months later, you just come and enjoy yourself. You don't have to worry about any money. So I hope that you will consider that. But February 16th, Valentine event, I need a RSVP because we only can get a certain number of people in that room back there. It's a big room, but still, I don't want to make it too crowded. So please contact me right away and let me know if you're going to be a part of that event. We're going to have some entertainment, too. So all of these are some good surprises that we are putting together. Sheila and I are putting together for you. We love you, and just be blessed and have a great week. Tune in again next week, same time. From 10 to 10:30 p.m. next Tuesday. Forgot the date on next Tuesday, but anyway, I'm going to have some guest speakers on soon. And thank you so much for tuning in into the Next Chapter Ministry, the Next Chapter Widows Ministry talk show. Because you could be right now listening to Donald Trump, your president, not mine. Have a great night. Thank you.
prophesy with your body language. Just say, what you say? God is leaning in my direction. Don't prophesy. I said he's leaning. In whose direction?
In my direction.
Come on, you waiting on me to say it. You got to say it. Say it.
He's leaning
in my direction.
In my direction.
Cause this is my seed
for grace,
for favor. This is my seed. Come on, y'all. Will you raise your hand and say, I've got a seed in the ground. Come on, open your mouth and say, I've got a seed.